Would you rather have everything you want in life because you can, and have people, not agree with you, face resistance, face challenges, face hardship, but get what you want and be where you want to be and be exactly who you want to be as well?
Sapphics and allies, you're listening to Queer Women Rising. That's women with an X because we are inclusive here. When we hear the stories of queer women who have gone before us, we see evidence that there's nothing we can't do. And yes, we can too. It's time for you to level up in life, in love, and step into your most authentic, abundant reality. You won't be the same after this episode. It's your turn to let go of good for greatness.
Your best life is now loading.
Let's rise.
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 Let's rise. If you are a queer woman or an ally, posting online, creating content in hopes of becoming a well-paid, well-known influencer, or growing your business, stop what you're doing right now and learn how to step into your leading lady energy so you can actually stop the scroll and land more clients or get the roles that you want, get the things you want in life. At the end of the day, what we're going to talk about here, you can apply to every area of your life. I'm talking your social media profiles. I'm talking your job interviews. If you're an actor, if you're an entertainer of any sort, for those of you who don't know about me, like I do some music, I've been a performer. And today's guest, Gemma Ann Barnes, is a coach who helps actors, business owners, coaches, anyone who wants to get famous online, step into their leading lady era. On stage, off stage, on screen, so you can become known in your industry and build a huge long-term business. And I've grown a massive, massive brand, over 400,000 followers across platforms. I've got music that's millions of streams on Spotify. Many of you probably don't even know that about me because my personal brand is whatever I want it to be, whatever I'm having fun doing. But it took time to get there and it took making people care. It took making myself big enough to make people care. And Gemma Ann Barnes has this down to a science. And I'm so excited to have her on and talk to you about it. But first, let me tell you about her so you understand why you should actually keep listening and get into her energy because it's good energy. So she's been a performer for almost 2 decades. It's like 20 years. And she's traveled the world bringing lady energy to so many stages. She's been over 500, been on over 500 auditions. Holy shit. She's booked dream roles repeatedly, but it hasn't always been easy. Dream roles came within reach many times, and her resilience, determination, and commitment to herself, which let me tell you, that is what it takes to succeed at anything, your relationships, your businesses, everything. It's that commitment to here. It's your why that you never give up. That's what's kept her going, allowing her to have the most incredible career on stage. Now, when she became a coach about 3.5 years ago, she helped performers achieve those dream roles. But now she does so much more. She teaches women performance in life and performing on stage and in business to stand out, become known, create that impact, income. Yes, because the more people you have watching you, the easier it is to generate a lot of income. Believe me, I would know with over 400,000 followers. I was actually talking to my girlfriend about that this morning. I'm like, there's literally nothing that I couldn't do if I wanted to do it because of the platform that I've created and the community I've created. And we all deserve a leading lady lifestyle if you go out for it. So Gem is on a mission to help women step out of the shadows and into the spotlight, using fame as the tool to increase their impact and change lives for the better. Let's have her on and let's hear exactly how she can tell you to do it too. Let me get her on. For a while, like a long while, before my podcast transitioned just to be for queer women, I had her scheduled, and I've been waiting for this conversation for a long time. I can't wait to learn. Let's see. And if you are watching this live right now, awesome. You can ask me and Gemma questions. And if you're listening on the podcast on Apple or Spotify, be sure to share these episodes with a friend and join me live on Instagram at Sophia Spolino, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesdays. I love this. So Military Woman Coast Guard says, I don't want to be famous. I want to be a positive light and motivational woman. Okay, so here's the thing. The reason you're saying that, which I did accept Gemma, and I wonder, I know she's here. Can you send that request again, Gemma? I want to make sure that it's working. The reason you may be saying that, let's see, accept. Let's try it one more time. The reason you may be saying that is because you may have some internal feelings of shame, like you want to be inspiration rather than famous. I know Gemma can get so into that. And why people are kind of afraid of like saying what they want out loud. So it's a great comment to start, right?
Welcome. Absolutely. To the show. And Sophia, that intro was incredible. Oh. Incredible. But you're absolutely right. Like literally what you are saying about, look, so many people think that fame is a bad thing, but fame, it quite simply is a tool for you to get more eyeballs on you and then increase your impact. So if you want to be a positive light for someone, you want to, you know, show people what is possible, you want to motivate and inspire people, yeah, fame is actually the way to do it. And there's so many different, you know, levels of fame. You don't have to be, you know, Jim Carrey, Taylor Swift level famous. You know, it's not a negative thing. No. So no. Yeah.
And if I believed fame was bad, to be honest, I wouldn't be here today, because I wouldn't have energetically allowed myself to be visible. Like I would have been afraid of being seen. And sometimes after large bouts of like something going viral, I start getting a lot of negative comments, and I have to talk that through with the people closest to me, so I don't start putting up this energetic shield of not wanting to be seen. Mm.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. And there's, you know, there's a fame mindset that allows you to be able to hold that level of, you know, attention and opinions, because everyone's going to have your opinion on you. And I think if they don't have an opinion on you, you're not being true to yourself, yeah, because you're kind of blending in and you're being in the middle. You're saying what you think people want you to say, yeah, rather than actually, you know, what will make a difference,
yeah,
and what you truly, really, honestly want to be saying.
Yeah, 100%. We got another comment, someone saying fame is, famous people may be deep inside, like they're hurt. Look, poor people could be deep inside hurt. Rich people could be deep inside hurt. I'd rather personally be very financially well off and be on a beach having a bad day and being famous than not, you know, like that. But that's just my opinion. I think one of the first conversations I had with my now girlfriend is saying like, you know what, my heart's broken, but I'm still chasing after my number one love, which for her, she was like, it's money right now. Like that's what I'm focusing on. And so it's like, we can hate these things that we've been taught are like the root of all evil, or we can embrace them and leverage them for good. Like, why do you think women should have fame? Like, I like redistribute this wealth.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. It's impact and income are not bad things. I think they've just been portrayed to be so that everyone kind of stays in line with society and the fit the molds and stick to the rules that, I mean, who created the rules?
Exactly. Okay, have you ever worked a regular job, or were you always like chasing after your acting career?
Yeah, I have worked so many different jobs whilst I was auditioning, whilst I was in between performance jobs. I've done so many different things. And it was, yeah, every single one, like I learned something from it, was a process, but it's not like my true calling. It was definitely just a filling a gap, not for any other reason than I needed to earn money.
Yeah, No, that's how it was for me. Like, I always felt called to something bigger, like just knowing there was like something I was meant to do bigger. And it felt, it's so weird. I can come up with solutions for multiple companies now and lead a team. But before that, when I tried to work for someone else, it's almost my brain felt numb. Like I was just not inspired at all. So yeah, I'm sure you felt that way too. Like where it's just like, why am I doing this?
I think some people just naturally, or maybe not even naturally, some people just through nurture and through their experiences want to lead rather than be led. They want to, you know, pioneer instead of follow. And I think you know if you are that person, because you have a little bit of like a, you have this feeling inside that you're like, there's something else out there. Like I'm on the edge of something great. Like you might not be able to see it. And I know for me, that was it for a very long period of time. I couldn't necessarily see what it was through the fog, through the woods, but I knew I was meant for something amazing on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've kind of been through a similar sort of feeling and process.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like thinking about what the comment we just had coming in, and then like you saying you have this knowing that you're like, you're going to do something, you have this calling. What happens if someone knows that, but they're also battling, like they're not on the full edge pendulum of fame is evil and they don't want to change their mind, but they are in between and they're like, oh, I know I want to do more. I know I want to be seen, but I'm also afraid of this. Like what could be coming up aside from just like money is the root of all evil? Like what are other things that could be blocking you from letting yourself follow that calling?
It's definitely other people's opinions. Like, you know, would you rather have everything you want in life because you can?
Yeah.
And have people, you know, not agree with you, face resistance, face challenges, face hardship, but get what you want and be where you want to be and be exactly who you want to be as well. Like, and that's what being the leading lady of your life is. It's about you saying, okay, this is what I want and I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna do everything I can to get there, irrelevant of what other people say, irrelevant of what other people think, irrelevant of anything else that's going on outside of you. And a lot of people that are maybe initially kind of unsure, like they want to have an impact but they are unsure about fame, they're a little bit on the fence, and they don't want to say I want to be famous because makes them feel a bit and just they're not okay with it, because that again they've been taught to believe that it's a negative thing and that only bad people, only narcissists, only people that are selfish and out for themselves are famous, and it's just not the case. I mean, I personally look at you know, people that have inspired me to be where I am. Famous people, celebrities, and like I said at the start, there's different levels to fame as well. You don't have to be award ceremony A-list celebrity, flown around the world private jet every day, like that level of fame, if you don't want to be. But you can use fame to increase your social media followers. You can increase fame to sell out your programs. You can increase your fame and use fame to book jobs, to travel the world and perform on stages around the world or speak on stages around the world. It's a tool that you can use rather than a good or a bad thing.
No, and it's exactly how I've filled out my programs. It's exactly how I sell any services I provide. I just launched a dating platform, and it's crazy. There's new dating apps every day that come out and many fail, and we're already extremely successful and valued very high. And it's just, that's because I leverage the fame, and people could look at it and be like, that's bad. And it's like, okay, I don't care. And anytime I've gotten to a new level, there are a lot of people who don't like what I do. And like, when people are like, oh, what content's going to make me famous? Well, I'm sorry, it's not going to be like your basic educational content. You can educate people, but you're not going to bore them. And it's always been, it's going to be the most heartwarming content, which is what's going viral for me right now, like authentic heartwarming content with my girlfriend, or very like polarizing content where I mix my queerness and like share about faith as well. And like, it just, people get so angry. And it's just like that polarizing and that heartwarming content, you put that together, it's the most you. Like you said, it's your values. Like you're not shutting down a part of yourself. I'm not like, well, I'm not going to show this part of me on the internet. Like, that's what does it. What has been for you like the secret formula for you being able to grow?
It's definitely speaking from my soul, and saying what I really truly want to say to the people that are ready or nearly ready to hear it.
Yeah,
I think that's the key part. I will often get people that are like, you're wrong, I disagree with you. Like, that's fine. Like, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not here to convince you. What I want to do is lead people and show people the way that are ready to go, that want to make a difference, that want to, you know, it not only improve their own lives, but also improve other people's lives whilst, you know, in the process. And I think it's a trickle down effect as well. You know, you impact someone's life, they then go and impact someone else's, and it kind of trickles down through families, through generations, through friends, and I love that effect.
I do too. It's beautiful, and you never know who it's affecting. I'm sure if this has happened to you, like, you'll get messages of people being like, that post like saved my life or changed my life or helped me get my next like level at my job or whatever it is. And it's like, whoa, like what you're doing is impactful, and it truly is because you're speaking from your soul. We got a good question here I want to cover. Miss Jopak says, do you block those negative comments just so they're not all over your post? Absolutely hate seeing those negative comments under people's content. You know, they're just being content creators. It depends. If someone's like giving like death threats, like, yes, that sort of stuff, they have to be blocked. But I actually love and might even get off on people hating me so much, because it actually boosts me in the algorithm. So what happens is I create content that allows my ideal client to be like, that's me. She's saying the thing I wouldn't say out loud, right? But it also makes other people really hate you. And when the haters start commenting, the people who agree with you will always like line up to be like, shut up, or like they're leaving me like all these Bible verses, and my like following is like, no, like, and like, it's like, it's just like a war in the comments, and I'm sitting back just watching my bank account go through and seeing the DMs coming in of people going, oh my god, thank you for saying that, I feel less alone, right?
Yeah.
So what about you?
I agree. The comments I delete are like really toxic, unkind, like just unnecessary. But things that are maybe slightly disagreeing or creating controversy, like, yeah, those aren't the thing. And I think it's learning about how to deal with it as well. I know the first time I had a video go massively viral, this was over on TikTok, really viral for and people were really, really negative towards it, I couldn't handle it. I wasn't ready for it at all. I ended up deleting the video. I didn't go on the platform for about 3 or 4 days, and then I was like, right, okay, how do I handle this, because it's gonna inevitably happen again. I need to be able to handle it. And you do, like, you learn by facing these challenges, and you learn how to deal with things. I remember for a while I used to reply to not very nice comments, and then I was like, why am I replying to these people? Like, I don't want to give them my time, and they're literally just, they genuinely are just unhappy with their lives, and they have nothing better to do. So I thought, I'm just going to let them comment and leave it, because they eventually will get bored.
Yeah.
So it's learning your way. And like you said, I always surprise, or it always in a nice way surprises me, when, you know, clients of mine or, you know, really devoted followers respond and they're like, you've got her all wrong, like, you have no idea who she is, like, you've taken one little crumb of the pie and you have no idea. Like, I when they come out with that, or they send me messages like that, I'm like, oh, like, I appreciate you doing that. You know, that I just think it reminds you, doesn't it, that you are making a difference to people's lives. Like, people are going to disagree, but you are always, if you've got raving fans, you are always going to have, like, worst enemies as well.
100%. And it's hard to have one without the other. And you have to release the resistance of having the enemies in order to make yourself visible to the raving fans. We got another good comment here from Military Woman Coast Guard. I'd rather be a poor woman and have a great heart. Okay. So let me just like, you don't have to rather be anything. Like, you don't have to choose this or that. Now, only very, dare I say, intelligent people can hold nuance. Now, I know you're intelligent, Military Woman Coast Guard. So I dare you to just open your mind for a moment with us. You do not have to choose one or the other when it comes to anything, except maybe being in a committed relationship. You pick one person. That's it. Like, you can hold so many truths at once. And I know incredibly wealthy people who I would say have even a bigger heart than me and capacity for generosity, kindness, a slowness, a peacefulness about how they operate in the world and how they interact with people. So I know that that's not true, that you have to be one or the other. And I know I have a good heart. I know Gemma has a good heart. And I want both. I don't believe in a world where we have to decide this or that. Mm. Any thoughts?
Yeah, no, I literally agree, again, with everything that you just said. It's so true. It's so accurate. Like, you get to decide.
Yeah.
You get to decide. And there are many paths and many opportunities that you will be faced with in life. And then you decide. And you don't have after, it definitely isn't either or. You can have it all, and I know people hate it when you say that, but it's true. It is true. You just have to find the way.
Yeah, I think it's extremely triggering to people who have maybe like hit roadblocks, and so they really don't believe that they can have it all. And it's like, if you could get some positive momentum in little ways and look at little wins in your life and just start seeing those, and then realizing that okay, that's possible. So what would happen if I hope for this and I take actions towards this, and you keep growing what you're capable of doing. I'm curious for you with your clients, like someone who's been really successful, who also has a good heart, maybe you don't call them out by name, but explain, like, you know, the level of their income and then what's possible, what they do and how their heart is. Like, is there someone you can think of?
Yeah, so I have a client that I've worked with for quite a while now, and she was someone that was on the fence about fame. Like, she had this belief that most people do, that it's a bad thing and that it's not something that you should strive right. for. You should just want to work hard and achieve greatness through hard work. And I laugh because I was exactly the same. I was the hardest working person you've ever met until I realised there's a smarter way. And she, as soon as she opened up to, we were discussing celebrities that she loves, people that she really looks up to, that have inspired her career choices and inspired her life in the way that it looks now. And she, as soon as she opened up to the possibility that actually she could use fame to bring joy to her audience, to tell stories on stage and, you know, help them escape from either something that they've been going through that day, deal with an emotion that maybe they've had bottled up, or just enjoy an evening or an afternoon at an event in a theatre or wherever, she instantly just skyrocketed. The connections she made, the stages she was then performing on. She's now about to create her own one-woman show.
Oh, wow.
And host it, you know, and put it on in London. Like, the things that she has opened the door to, not just from a money perspective, but from an opportunity perspective, has been wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
I would dare to say that the people who go viral, like right now, are you on TikTok at all? Okay, real quick, I need to tell you about WISP, an online healthcare service that is for the girls, gays, theys, and me. In fact, for 3 years, they have been a part of my daily regimen. I know many of you listening long to create beautiful women-loving women relationships. And that, my dears, begins with excellent kitty care. Like, no offense, I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be at a kitty cat cafe, if you know what I mean, that doesn't provide the freshest dessert for me to lick. So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and keep your kitty cat cafe fresh. With WISP, everything from the consult to receiving meds is done from the comfort of your phone, and the company is proud of being inclusive, cost-effective, and accessible for everyone. WISP believes that you know your body better than anyone else, which means no more urgent care visits for issues such as UTIs, yeast infections, or STI treatment. You can save so much time not going to in-person appointments or waiting in line at pharmacies. The free shipping will save you so much time. Or same-day pharmacy pickup can have you feeling better faster. Before WISP, I was prone to getting BV, but my kitty pH balance stays perfect. Chef's kiss now that I am on a consistent probiotic regimen. Ladies, this is so important. Personally, I subscribe monthly to WISP Probiotics, Sexy Time Lube, and OMG Cream. It's like female Viagra. I also get D-mannose and boric acid vaginal suppositories as needed, so I'm prepared if something starts to fill off down there. Also, if you're about to meet a new partner from my lesbian dating platform, you definitely want to be tested before sleeping with someone new. You can order discreet online testing from your bed before you jump into bed. Go to the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to hellowisp.com and use my code Sophia for 15% off. That's code Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, for 15% off all your kitty needs. You're welcome. Okay, back to the show.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Do you know the woman that's like so demure? Like the trend right now, I don't know if you're familiar, but it's just blasted off. Okay. Right. So it's a queer woman, and it's that's so demure, so mindful of me, so cutesy. And it's just gone completely viral, and it's become a trend to say these things. And what I'm noticing from these creators that have these overnight successes is, well, first of all, nothing's overnight, but it looks like that to the audience. And it's because, like you said about your client, they're connecting so deeply with their audience. And when you develop that connection of like really caring, like wanting to put a smile on someone's face, and it's not about you just growing for you, something shifts because you're able to give people what they want rather than them reading what you want. And it is so subtle and energetic, but it's the magic.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. Ms. Jepak says, how do you find a way to present yourself authentically online? That's been so hard because it seems like everyone just wants to recreate viral reels, but those seem to be the ones that work. Do you have anything for that, Gemma?
Yeah. So I would always say, do what you want to do rather than trying to fit an algorithm or fit a mold or do what everyone else is doing. Ultimately, if you want to stand out, you do have to do things differently. And sometimes that's being like a step ahead of everyone else. Sometimes that's creating something that just is so unique and different to you, rather than, okay, well, it's a 7-second reel with a trending audio and I need to do that dancing around or stirring a coffee. Like, if that's not you, which most, like, that's not everyone, and if you want to blend in, then keep doing that. But if you want to stand out, then 100% do the things that you want to do, say the things you want to say, and look the way you want to look, because that's honestly the key, that's the difference. I remember a while ago, quite a few of my Instagram reels were like going crazy, you know, engagement wise and one of my friends was like, what are you doing, like what audios are you using? And I was like, babe, I'm singing, like I'm just singing. And she was like, oh, I can't copy that. I was like, well, You can, but it's not you, so it's probably not going to work. And that's it. Like, do what you do.
I love it.
Share what you want to share.
I didn't know you sang.
Mm.
I need to go watch the reels knowing it's your voice. I love it. So I have music on Spotify that's done okay, but like I don't sing. I'm more of like a spoken word while I play the harp girl. Mm. So I wish I could sing.
Oh my god. I love it.
That's amazing. Okay, I need to go watch. Okay, we got a comment back from the military woman. Coast Guard said, well, my fame, I like because I would help women who have been in domestic violent relationships and encourage them to get an education. Wonderful. And what's amazing about that is like recognizing in order to do that in a big way, you would have to grow a large platform so you could reach a lot of people. And maybe for you, it's not about making money, which I know it's not because I've talked to you before. I know that's not your motivation. Your motivation is helping women, which is incredible. But in order to do that in a big way, without having a bunch of employees, if you're gonna leverage social media, then you got to get famous for talking about that. And I can speak to that working. My grandmother was in domestic violence relationships, and my little sister during COVID started putting her stories on TikTok. And my granny to this day hasn't posted in probably 2 years, but she's still one of the most famous grandmothers on TikTok with like over 200,000 followers. And it's because she told her story and she made everything like so authentic as she did it. And she told her stories about domestic violence. And if she had a program at that time, which she didn't, my granny just was doing it for fun, for the love of it. But if she would have had those things like in place, she could have had things that helped women. She could have had programs that helped women because she had the audience. But without the big audience, it becomes more challenging.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about rejection because I was going through your posts and I was like, oh my God, like this is so good and people need to freaking get it through their heads. If you want to make a lot of money online or you just want to be good at your career or anything, literally dating, like on my dating platform, like you have to get used to rejection.
Yeah. I think because of the way that the world works now, like we can literally order something on Deliveroo or, you know, on Uber Eats or whatever and go somewhere or get food to our door in like 30 minutes. So I feel like when we don't get that instant gratification, it's hard. So the more you can practice, but the more you can face rejection, you're practicing resilience, which then you're able to literally handle anything. You just become more robust when you have had to practice resilience on repeat. And for me, as a performer, I did a lot of auditions. It's very normal to get rejected from a lot of auditions. You know, your hair color's the wrong color. You're 1 inch too short. You're a size 10 and not a size 6. There's 101 reasons that are completely out of your control 99% of the time. So you have to learn to not make it about you and not take it personally. Because if you do take it, I mean, if I did take it personally, I wouldn't have been in the industry for as long as I was. And business is the exact same thing. The exact same thing.
Yes.
You face rejection. You face resistance. Like, you just have to keep going. You keep knocking on doors. You keep showing up. You keep going for you because you're committed to you rather than I'm trying to achieve this external result.
Yeah. No, and that's like a huge piece. You have to be committed to you because it's not going to be easy every single day as an entrepreneur, as a performer, as a creator. And for better or worse, I'm going to say this because it's very harsh. Right. And I don't think creative people want to hear it, but it's really one of the things that changed the game for me and my business where like, I was like, okay, holy fuck, we're doing multiple six figures was when I realized that this was a numbers game. Like, you have so many sales conversations, so many are going to close. You have so many people come to your masterclass, so many are going to close. You have so many people in your program, so many are going to ascend. You have so many people come in to watch a live, you'll have that many inquiries after. If you do not make this personal, But at the same time, always be optimizing who you are, showing up as your best self, optimizing your craft. And you continually show up, and it is a numbers game, because you grow in followers, you grow in fans, you grow in haters. If you could just accept this is numbers, which a lot of us, if you're like me and you're creative, you fucking hate numbers, and you have bookkeepers and CPAs for a reason. Yes, but you have to just detach from it and like look at analytics and go, that video sucked. Like that fell through. Doesn't mean you sucked. Doesn't mean your heart sucked. It means it didn't land. Okay. So how can you double down on the things that are working? Look at those numbers and go, okay, I can just duplicate this. A lot of times my content is very, very similar. Like it's not what I'm doing is like so complicated. It is a science. I'm not saying it's easy. I have worked very hard to get to where I am. At the end of the day, you look at what works and you do more of that. You look at things that take you away from your goals, you do less of that.
Literally look at the data. The data speaks for itself.
Yes. But we got a question that I want you to answer from Cowboy Poetry. Thank you so much for sharing here today. I'm so curious how to get more folks engaged with my music and content on social media. You want to share?
Share it. Share like little snippets of it and share your journey, share your story. It's so interesting for us as watchers, as audience, to see kind of like a pull back the curtain, a behind the scenes type of thing. So if you're practicing a song, if you're in the recording studio, if you're writing music, if you're thinking about music, if you're anything to do with what you do, the work you do and you love doing that you want to share more of, then do that. Share little snippets of it. Share what you have written, share what you've created, what you've collaborated on. I'm such a fan of sharing your work and also sharing your story. Like, why did you write this song?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you? Like, what were you writing about? Any social media platform is going to be really, really great for you, especially things like TikTok or Instagram or YouTube that are very video based, and entertainment based.
So good. I want to piggyback on what you said about like pulling back the curtain, going behind the scenes, and specifically like, why do you write that song? I think if all of us just took out our cameras and pretended we were talking like with the podcast mic, right? And recorded that as if we weren't looking at the camera, make people feel like they're getting like this like behind the scenes fly on the wall view. And then ask yourself, why did you do this? Why did you write that? Why do you do this in your business? Why do you not do that? You could write yourself 10 questions and you could literally film a video and edit those 10 questions. That'd be your face to camera content for like a month and you're done. So freaking easy. And when you're like, think about why we love listening to Taylor Swift. We don't have to wonder why she wrote that song. Like, the story is so intense. So it's like, if you can tell people the story, like what you just said to do, Gemma, that was so good. If you can lead with a good hook. So for instance, I'd be like, I found out I was being cheated on, so I wrote this song X. Didn't go into the song. So something shocking. Shocking. When I walked in to see my ex in bed with so-and-so, I wrote this song. Boom. You'd be like, I'm on the edge of my seat for this one. What is it? It could be, well, in second grade, whenever I found out that my great-grandma was sick, I wrote this song. It doesn't have to be something so scandalous, but it needs to hit the soul.
Yeah, I think there's different levels of like, is it a peek around the curtain you're giving people? Is it like a pulling the curtain right out of the way? And that's what I believe your hook does. It's either like, are we looking like kind of through the window sneakily, or have we literally opened up the front door?
Yes. What do you primarily create? Do you primarily create like to where people know your personal life with a personal brand? Because that's what I do. Or is it more behind the scenes of your business rather than your life?
Yeah, definitely behind the scenes of my business and what I'm doing on that side of things. I feel like my clients know my life very well.
And my
audience kind of know my dog, because very often you can hear, he's been silent, but very often you can hear him or he brings himself like, onto my story things often. But yeah, it's definitely more of a business and how my business affects my like leading lady lifestyle of like traveling, of being on stage, of hosting events around the world and that side of things than, oh, here's me and my boyfriend, or here's me and my dog, here's me out with my mom. I don't do as much of that.
Don't do as much. Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense for your industry. Well, I'm so proud of you and all that you've been able to achieve. When it was hard, before you were speaking on stages, before you had this many clients, what was the commitment, and did you like see this vision, or was it kind of just take one step and the next thing happened?
Yeah, so my vision has kind of expanded over time, grown with me. For me, back in when I started, I just had this blind faith in myself because I was committed to me. I've always been quite a courageous, brave person, and I'm a woman of my word. So if I say I'm going to do something, I am going to do it. Like, the last person you're going to catch me lying to is myself. I don't lie to anyone, but I'm definitely not going to lie to myself. So if I commit to something, I will see it through, I will do it, and keep my promises to myself, because I, for me personally, that's how I've built my self-belief. That's how I've built the business that I've built and the life that I've built and continue to grow and evolve. It's staying committed no matter what. And I'm not looking, I'm very a blinkers up in my own lane type of person. I'm not going to be looking at anybody else's content or business for inspiration. I'm not going to be following down the same path as somebody else. Like, I am out there in the rainforest, like chopping my own way down, because yeah, that's who I am and who I love being as well. Like, I've never been someone that wants to do what everyone else is doing. I've always wanted to do the opposite.
You know, I like being like, hi, here I am, the psychedelic sheep, like, just out here being me.
Yeah, I'm always like, where's the spotlight?
Yes, I love it. Oh my God. Okay, so the clients who come to you, are they coming into a program and like, what's typically their goal? Like, for whatever, is it VIP? Is it a program? Yeah, tell us more.
So generally, people come to me because they want to elevate their status and their impact in what they do. So whether that's they have a business and they're like, I'm blending in on the internet, or I'm doing really well. Like, I've got clients, I've got money coming in, but I want to take it to another level. Yeah. I want to become known, become the leader, become like the top of my industry. Or it's more the performer side, actor, artist, creative, that comes in and is like, right, how do I become the one that books the job every time? Become the person that no matter what, I'm in the spotlight, I'm, you know, on stages around the world, and I'm known for what I do. So that the overarching thing is that whether they're in business or whether they're in performance, they want to stand out. They want to be known, be famous in their industry.
I love it. So is there like a time frame that they work with you, or like, is it a specific program or VIP?
Yes.
Where it's like,
so I have a couple of different options. I have my Leading Lady Collective that's more of like a rolling monthly, you can jump in and out style. And then I have my longer term Be Seen, Be Noticed, Be Famous, which is anything from 6 months upwards.
Okay.
And that's more of like a tailored mentorship and mastermind style. Whereas the Leading Lady Collective, you do get support, but it's more membership style.
Yeah. Well, it sounds amazing. It sounds like exactly what most people need, because it's not like you're just handing someone a formula. It's pulling the joy and the shine out of who they already are, yeah, which is what I find most people need. It's hard. It's so hard to see it within yourself, the magic that you know something's there, but you don't know how to pull it out.
Yeah, definitely. How have you, when you've, you know, had these ideas and I know you created the dating platform recently, and that's blown up, like you said. You know, when you have these ideas, how do you decide, like, this is the one, this is what we're going to run with, and what do you do to support yourself through that?
That's an amazing question. Specifically, the Queer Country Club, which for those who don't know, is a lesbian dating platform that is very much premier. There is a fee, there is an application process. It's not just like a free app where you just swipe all day and choose someone based on their looks. It's very intentional, and it's only for women seeking monogamous lifetime partnerships. If you're polyamorous, wonderful, I have so many polyamorous friends, but like, there's so many apps that you can use, and my app is not that. My platform is not that. My platform is a community of women. We have proprietary AI matchmaking, which is insane, and I've invested so much. But how I've gone into it was about 5 years ago, I want to say, I was involved in some projects in the dating industry. And I was actually the leading lady for some platforms, and just really enjoyed using my social media presence out there. And I ended up helping women with dating coaching, even though I didn't want to. I got hundreds of DMs a day that was, hey, can you give me dating advice? And I'm like, I'm not qualified to like give dating advice. I'm not like a coach in this. But it got to be to where I couldn't even like enjoy my day, because there were so many messages coming through. So I was like, oh, I need to study this. I'll just give people advice and give them the disclaimer. Like, I'm more like a big sister to you. So I started doing like this big sister dating stuff. My audience really grew from that. I did a lot of relationship content. And then a few years later, I built my social media agency. I built my business multi-six figures in less than 18 months. But my engagement was low because it was built on an algorithm that was made for this dating content, this relationship content. The audience was not right. So even though I was making a lot of money, and I'm teaching clients how to get famous and grow, it was really hard because the algorithm had kept me in that box, and it was very hard to break through. I hired so many coaches to break through, like, there's something I'm missing, there's something, and at the end of the day, you can only like steer a ship so far when it's weighed down from another algorithm. And even like 4 years ago, I still have the notes in my phone. And I do say notes are typically where dreams go to die. You need to put it in a Trello board. You need to just create the content. You need to do the thing. But 4 years ago in my phone, I had a note for a dating app that I wanted to create. And I just kind of put that dream on the back burner. Like, no, I'm going to do this thing. There's no way I could afford to start that, whatever. And a few months ago, like, I got this little ping, just do it. Like, everything else is going great. We can stay right here, or we could have way more fun. And I wasn't having fun in my content. Mm-hmm. I wasn't. Like, let's just be real. And here I am teaching people how to go viral all the time, but I wasn't having the fun to do that myself. So I just pivoted into what I actually loved, became more myself. Honestly, picked up on some more entertainer energy. She'd probably hate if I called her a coach, because she's just a magical human. But Reverend Sydney Fenn is one of the leaders that I'm in one of her containers. And she told me, she's like, you need to just have more fun in your content. Like, you need to get back into your entertainer energy. And I did. And since then, we've almost doubled the Instagram following in just a couple months. So yeah, it's been lovely. It's been a journey. And I'm just so grateful for everyone who's coming. People are finding love with each other across the world. And it's exactly what I was meant to be doing. And it just took me till this moment for it to be the right time. So that's the long-winded answer.
Yeah. Oh, I love that though. I love hearing that. And it's so special to hear that even if the idea wasn't acted on instantly,
yeah,
how that it didn't affect its success, because from the moment you said yes to it, it was, yeah, it's blown. And I'm sure it will continue to just.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, when you decide you're going to do something. So I did sit on the idea, but I didn't sit on other things. I really built a massive business in that time in between. However, from the moment I decided I'm going to do this thing to the moment it was created was less than 60 days with very little money. Me and my team created it. I didn't like hire more developers until now we have money in the door. I didn't have to front loads and loads of money. I didn't have to get investors for this. For 4 years, I stopped believing I'd have to get investors for it. Mm. Even the other day, I went to my parents' house and they were like, oh, your girlfriend like must have helped you with that, right? And I was like, what? Like, I did this myself. I built a team that knows how to build shit. Like, we did this. Like, it was me and God. Like, I love that I have an emotionally supportive partner now, but no, there's been no investor into this. And they're like, are you kidding? And I'm like, no. So just know that you can create anything by bootstrapping it. Literally, even with the success I've had, I still bootstrap a lot of my projects, and you'd be surprised at how many entrepreneurs do it. And we resource from ourselves and our very small teams, and we get shit done. We make it happen.
Yeah, definitely. It's like not being stopped by the how, but finding the way.
Yeah.
Just going for it and finding the way as you go.
Yeah, just like you look, you can stay a victim forever, or you can decide you're gonna rise, and that's it. Like, the last thing I'm gonna ask you is, do clients even come to you with a victim mentality, or will they instantly just be icked by you? Because for me, like, you love me or you hate me, because I don't tolerate lazy victim mentality.
I definitely, there's two sides to this. I definitely attract people that are self-aware. However, some of my clients have said, the first time I saw you online, I didn't like you and I didn't agree with what you said. And then I couldn't stop watching you and was like, hang on, I actually agree with her. I have to work with her. She's going to help me get to where I want to go, which I always laugh at, because it's funny how someone can be like, no, you're wrong. And then they're like, oh, actually, can I work with you? Like, this actually is my problem. I just didn't like it because you called me out.
First she triggers you, then she trains you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you've been bitching about me to your mom, and now you're like, by the way, I just booked a package with her.
Yes.
I find that quite funny. But yeah, generally people are quite self-aware, that they don't come to me with a victim mindset or the woe is me energy is not really welcome in my spaces. It's always find a way. Well, okay, if you're stuck, what are you going to do about it? How are we going to get out of this? Like, that's
there's always a solution.
Yeah.
Always. I say you have to have unfuckwithable energy to make it. Like, you do. Like, you, it is what it is. You do or you don't, and you decide that. Okay, we got another question that I think will be good for you to answer. It's from Quell Cal. How do you manage your capacity, especially if you have different projects and businesses? Ooh, that's good.
So I have gradually added things when I felt like, yes, I've got this, I can hold this, let's take it up a notch. I don't think there's any massive secret to that. I think that is literally, it's like, throughout the whole of July, I was doing a plank challenge, like plank as in the exercise plank.
Yes.
And seeing if I could add on 10 seconds or 5 seconds minimum every day. And you build up that strength. And I look at programs, capacity, and everything like business based, exactly the same.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. Like, there is no big secret to this. Like, I wish there was. And in my programs, and I'm sure in your programs, you give people the tools. I love giving the tools. I love giving a real strategy. But at the end of the day, you decide to hold on for dear life and keep, like, there's this shiny ball syndrome. I'm definitely at the point where I'm like, I want to retire in probably 3 or 4 years. And I don't want to keep adding. I just want to keep getting bigger at what I already do.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you do this, but like, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to add that. I'm going to add that. Like, that you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Shiny object syndrome is a thing, but there's something I talk about a lot with my clients is repeat and refine, like actually just get really freaking good at what you do. And then when you get to a point where you want to expand or add on, then do. But don't feel like, oh, I'm not enough at what I already do, so I need to add something else. I need to add something else. I need to do this. I need to do that. Because then you end up, you spread yourself too thin.
Exactly. And I can look at my clients who are taking huge action, hitting those 30K months. They're not adding new things all the time.
No.
At all. And the clients that are like distracted and like starting all these businesses at one time, I'm like, I mean, God bless, like good luck, but I couldn't do that. And I'm a very high performing individual. I have no idea how you can manage that all up here. Because it depends. If you're trying to build 10 little hobbies that eventually never profit, do that. But if you want to go all in, you've got to go all in. If you want to be good at something, like go all in on it. So I understand people are like managing their business and their 9-to-5 and their side hustle. Cool, but don't get any other hobbies. Like your side hustle is your one thing till it becomes your main hustle.
Yeah, definitely.
So good. Okay, I keep adding questions because people are like asking more. Let me see. Let me make sure. Someone asking about the payment for my queer country club. It is $49 initiation fee, and then $99 for the year subscription, or $97 for the year subscription, and then $17 for the monthly subscription. That may go up in the future if you're listening to this on the podcast later, but there is an initiation fee, an application fee, and then a subscription fee. If you want to check it out, DM me the word apply and we'll get you an application. If people want to work with you, Gemma, what is the keyword for them to DM you?
Fame.
Okay.
Yeah. Easy DM enough. The word fame and we'll have a conversation and find what the best fit is for you and where you're going, what you want. And yeah, just have a real conversation about you and the direction you're heading in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easy enough. Fame, Gemma Ann Barnes. And if you want to spell that for people who are listening on the podcast, could you do that while I scan these comments? I think we're clear.
Yes. Spell my name. Or
yes,
spell fame.
Your Instagram name. F-A-M-E.
So my name is spelled GemmaAnnEBarnes. Gemma and Barnes, it's all one, it's all joined together. And I'm the same across every social media platform. And I have a podcast called Becoming Known as well, if you want to find that, or you can find it via the link in my bio or messaging me as well, which very much talks about becoming famous in your industry and, yeah, what you need to do to become known on social media, in your industry, in your life and business.
Yeah, because it's not as easy as it seems. There's things to do. So if you want to do this, go ahead and follow Gemma and listen to that podcast. Sounds amazing. It's going to go way deeper than what we were just able to, like, literally tip of the iceberg today of what is involved in this. Well, thank you for coming on the show. It's really such a blessing that you came, even after I've pivoted to speaking to a queer audience. Like, it meant so much to me that you were still willing to come on.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm honored that you wanted to do this and you wanted to speak to me. So yeah, it's been a pleasure, Sophia.
It's been amazing. Well, I will talk to you in a minute. Actually, I want to see if we're going to an event together. I'll DM you in a minute because I have a feeling we are. So I just want to check on that. Yeah. Okay. And everyone else who's watched today, if you enjoyed this episode, awesome. Leave us some kind words. If you didn't, forget about it, which I don't. And then thirdly, if you like really loved it, or you're like, someone's going to get something out of this, like there's someone I could think of in my life and they need to hear this right now, go ahead and send them the episode, whether you're listening to this on Instagram live replay in our feeds, or you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, shoot someone who needs to hear this the message. Because one thing I've learned is when I was having bad days, especially as an entrepreneur, as a creator, if I could hear one thing that made me take the next right step, sometimes it changed everything, like the whole trajectory of my entire life.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Amazing. Wonderful having you, Gemma.
Thank you so much, Sophia.
Bye.
As queer women, that's women with an X, because of course we are inclusive here. As I was saying, as queer women, we haven't always been lifted up or celebrated. We have often felt left out and put down in places that historically haven't welcomed us. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be grateful for mere tolerance. My resilient LGBTQ plus IA community, I am talking to you. I'll bet you've recognized the spark that God put in your heart, your unique calling to impact the world in only a way that you can. A business idea, a brand to build, a coaching program to start, the art to create, the song to sing, the book to write, that relationship you long to build. But that little light inside your soul has often been blown out by the people around you, leaving you conditioned to play small and not step into your full potential. You are not alone, and it's never too late to truly live your most authentic dream life. I would know. I came out late in life, nearly 30, a couple years ago, after being bullied for months inside a country club. Right outside of my weights class, I was assaulted by a bigoted woman who couldn't stand my queerness. She physically pushed me, so I had a meeting with management. I told them I didn't feel safe. I brought forth evidence, and guess what? They did nothing. Sadly, this is normal. But in order to create change, we have to be brave enough to be the change ourselves. So I did a thing. I started my own virtual country club for queer women. A safe place for us to create meaningful connections and grow. So if you're looking for a love connection, networking opportunities, or coaching to live your best freedom life, you want to apply to be a part of our incredible community of purpose-driven, passionate queer women. Join Queer Women Rising, the online queer country club for growth-minded women ready to level up in life and love. To apply, DM me the word rising on Instagram at Sophia Spolino or chat me the word rising on sophiaspolino.com. Now, beyond hosting Queer Women Rising, I am a personal brand coach and social media strategist. If you give me a moment to tell you about what I do, I can share how I can help you, just like I've helped many clients before get famous online and make more money. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, ready to scale your business for real, or you're just getting started building your dream brand from scratch, and if you're ready to build your own profitable personal brand, I can show you how in 6 months or less. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 10 years in the social media marketing industry, amassing over 400,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purpose-driven, profitable personal brands. Yeah, I have the social media and sales process strategies that can help you finally make the money you deserve. Because I want to help you build your dream business that gives you time, freedom, and makes real money. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from less than 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, my proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck, hitting a plateau in your business that once had consistent revenue, and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, I invite you to book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am extremely selective and this coaching program is not for everyone, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed queer women and allies inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and love listening to Queer Women Rising, please leave me a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, when you're called to do something greater in life, love, or business, you will be uncomfortable until you move. So get up. and go get what you want. Let's rise.
Let's rise.